It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, some Pittsburgh area businesses are cashing in on the popularity of the Pokemon Go mobile gaming app. The Rivers Casino and the Kaleidoscope Cafe in Lawrenceville are among those that have decided to join in on the fun and maybe boost business by becoming hotspots for the virtual characters. Players use GPS on their smartphones to track and collect the characters as part of the game. The Carnegie Museum of Art hosted a Pokemon Go training session and hunt last week to attract visitors. A professor at Carnegie Mellon University has developed a new algorithm for analyzing cancer cells. The new method gives researchers, for the first time, the ability to simultaneously identify two different types of genetic changes associated with cancers and connections between the two. This week, the Tech Report examines how new technology is making the trucking industry safer. For commercial truck drivers, logging long hours on the highway can get really boring.
Drivers will talk about white line fever when they're driving down for hundreds of miles a day, and you kind of zone out.
That's Avi Geller, CEO and founder of Maven Machines, a company that's creating new technology to monitor attentiveness and prevent drowsy driving.
The biggest problem facing the industry is driver safety. And the solutions for driver safety until now have largely been around sensors on the vehicle to detect if it's leaving its lane, or if it's too close to the vehicle in front, or if the driver slams on his brakes.
Geller's innovation takes a completely new approach, combining mobile technology with a wearable device. It's basically a headset connected to your smartphone. It uses motion sensors to monitor drivers' reactions, checking for things like head bobs that can indicate a driver falling asleep at the wheel. It also tracks how frequently drivers are checking their side mirrors.
There was already a federal guideline that truck drivers should check their mirrors every 5 to 8 seconds. So one of the first things we did with this technology is we became the first mirror check monitor.
Does this alert the driver when maybe they need to pull over?
Yes, absolutely. So another advantage of this technology is that you have the driver's ear.
New message from Maven Machines Administrator. Acknowledge by nodding your head or by saying okay.
But what do drivers think of the headset?
Hello?
I called Tara Crate from Modern Transportations while she was out on her route, a 500-mile round trip she makes daily, and she says it's easy to lose focus sometimes.
Yes, because we do a lot of interstate driving, and if you're not talking on the phone, or I hate to say, if you're not talking on the phone, a lot of times you go into a zone.
She's been driving for 11 years and admits she and her coworkers were skeptical at first.
Our trucking company has multiple safety things in our truck, so we all just looked at it as another safety thing kind of thrown at us.
Do you think that this technology has made you a better driver or a safer driver at all?
Mm-hmm. Definitely more safer, more aware.
So far, Geller says 6 fleets have purchased the technology, collectively logging more than 150,000 miles, and so far, so good.
I'm proud to say, so far, we have not had a single accident with a driver wearing a co-pilot headset.
That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.